The saint whose feast we celebrate today on this rite is one of those that meets the example of the times that I have told you that saints hang around with saints. They're related to saints. Holiness seeks holiness. Evil seeks evil. Well, she, like all the other saints, but especially some are more telling than others, hung around with saints, as it were. And we're speaking about the Aragonese princess, Elizabeth. She was the daughter of the king of Aragon and of the queen of Constanza that came from Hungary and that part of the world. Well, she was born, and she was named after her great aunt, St. Elizabeth of Hungary. And she followed very much in her footsteps, though she never met her. He only knew a few things about her, I'm sure, perhaps from her mother, who was the niece of St. Elizabeth of Hungary. In the meantime, when the time came, she was betrothed and married to the king of Portugal, King Denis. And with him, she had at least two sons and some daughters, and the sons eventually themselves became kings. But not before, and this, of course, the collect of the Mass of today refers to, she had the gift of making peace. Well, brothers, though they were also kings. And they were always fighting and sometimes going to war. And St. Elizabeth always sought to bring peace between them, and most of the times she succeeded. In fact, at the end of her life, she had a mishap on her way to or from the court to having made peace with them again, and this was what ended her life. When King Denis died, she, who had founded many orphanages and hospitals for the sick and hostels for the pilgrims who went from place to place, she gave up everything. She donated all her riches to the great sanctuary of Santiago in Compostela, and then she went back home to Portugal to a monastery of poor clares that she herself had founded. And then she died, as I said, trying to make peace between her sons once again in the year 1336. She was still not very old, but nevertheless, saints a lot of the times die young because they spend themselves for Christ, such as the woman of the Book of Wisdom that we have heard, or Proverbs, who shall find a good woman, and it goes on and on and on and on, as we heard, of all the virtues of a good woman, something that all women should take to heart. And then the Gospel, of course, that speaks about the fact that we must follow Christ fully, completely, and first. And so today, as we celebrate these sacred mysteries in honor of St. Elizabeth of Portugal, let us beseech Almighty God to grant us to be holy, to put everything in a second or third or fourth place, including our loved ones, and to put Him, Jesus Christ, our Lord, first. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Of course, today we have